17 million people voted to leave the EU, and just under that voted to stay in the EU. So what we need to do is bridge those two together, and we need to stand up to racism all together. So I'm somebody actually voted out for reasons, for socialist reasons. People's Assembly don't support because I think the EU is a racist institution and is run by the bosses and the banks. Now, what we need to do together, there's been appalling attacks recently, since the results of the EU referendum. We've got to combat that. And the show here team was the Calais convoy the other weekend, when we tried to send 250 vehicles to Calais to provide aid to those refugees in Calais. And guess what? It was stopped by the British authorities colluding with the French authorities. Now that can't be right. That is Theresa May and her bunch, the so-called future prime minister Theresa May. And so, you know, basically we've got to work out who the real enemy is, okay? So what I clearly say is that 17 million people who voted to leave the EU, those 17 million people are not racist. There are some racist people, but people voted for good reasons. So what we need to do is work together. One of those ways we can work together is through the People's Assembly, which is a network of up to 120 groups throughout the country. And we have a group here in Sheffield, and we're co-organising a national demonstration against austerity and racism next Saturday in London with Stand Up to Racism. The government wants us to be divided. They're quite happy for us to be divided. So that's why they like the fact that a lot of people who support the EU voted to remain are clearly upset and are clearly annoyed with people who voted to leave. But they do that all the time. You've seen over the last few years that they want to divide disabled people against so-called able people. They want to divide the poor against the rich. They want to divide the employed against the unemployed. And that's what we'll keep on doing. And whilst we're sort of going along with that, which is what they want us to do, to look in the other direction while not combating the real enemy, they're going to carry on and carry on. So what we need to do is make sure that these Tories are removed from office before 2020. Fantastic. It's good that loads of people have been galvanised since the results of the EU referendum. It's good that it's just like the Scottish referendum, when more and more people talk about politics in everyday situations, in workplaces, schools, colleges, whatever. So what we need to do is go to a national demonstration next weekend. There's transport going from Sheffield, tickets are £20 and £10 available for the stall over there. We need to support Jeremy Corbyn. That's very important. Jeremy Corbyn is somebody that is supporting the anti-austerity movement. It supported Stand Up to Racism, supported the Calais convoy. This is something you need to get behind. Even if you're not a Labour Party member, even if you're somebody on the left, you need to support Jeremy Corbyn and stop the parliamentary Labour Party, who are not representative of the entire Labour membership, from deciding the result. More and more people joined the Labour Party in the last few weeks. 160,000 people joined the Labour Party, which is more than the Conservative Party membership overall. Prime Minister, that cannot be right. A general election needs to be called as soon as possible in the next few months. Hopefully October, no political parties are gathering up for a general election. We need to be behind Jeremy Corbyn and the Labour Party and the People's Assembly and other anti-austerity groups to keep that momentum going. So thank you very much for letting me speak, and enjoy the rest of the demonstration.